Did I scare you? It's just me. Hi. Hello, hello. So, can't find the crackers, huh? No, I know. I'm sorry they're not here. I know. I told you to look for them, but I knew that we had already eaten them. It was just a little bit of a fool's errand. Forgive me. But I had a good reason, okay? I had a perfectly good reason. And yeah, I know. I know you were just like talking, and she's like, she's in our friend group and she's perfectly friendly, and she did bring that really nice bottle and it was very good. But I don't know. Something in me wanted to make you stop talking to her and to make her stop looking at you like that. I know. I got just a little jealous. Just a little bit. Not with how you were looking at her, because I know you only look at me like that, but how she was looking at you. You're mine to look at that way. Aren't you? I mean, we've got this whole house, this whole life of ours that we built. I know you're mine. And you know it too. I think she kind of knows as well. I mean, she's never really been face to face with the evidence, so to say, but you know what I mean. She sees the way you look at me. Like that. Yeah. Just like that. When I get that little mischievous glint in my eyes. That tells me I want to do something to you. I know she sees it. I hope it makes her a little jealous. Because she can never have that from you. No one can. Because you are all mine. All mine. What? You afraid she's gonna walk in on us? See us like this? Kissing in the pantry of our own dang house? At our own dang housewarming party. She can walk in. I don't mind. In fact, I don't think I would hate it if she walked in. You might be a little shy about what I have planned for you in here, but I almost want her to see. Yeah, I almost want her to see. Exactly what I can do to you. Exactly how I can make you feel. If you don't want that, then you're gonna have to be awfully quiet. With what I have planned to do. What? I told you we'd make good use of a walk-in pantry. I want to use it now. No, it doesn't lock, but really, who's going to walk in a pantry that they don't have any reason to get into? If everyone stays quiet in the pantry, there's no reason to come in here, right? So, be quiet. And let me show you all that I can do to you. Fuck. How I can make you feel. If we just get these down. There's that gorgeous cock. This fucking amazing cock. Oh, that I love so much. Have I told you that? Have I told you how much I love your cock? How good it feels in my hand? I love the weight of it in my hand. Feeling your skin against mine. Feeling it get harder. Feeling a little pre-cum come out of the tip. Fuck, I love your cock. I always want to touch your cock. I always want to feel it against my skin. And my hand is always good like this. Especially when you make those little noises. Be quiet though, remember? You gotta be quiet if you don't want anybody to come in here. Oh, yeah. Stay quiet, okay? Stay quiet. There you go. Oh, good job. There you go. My amazing boyfriend with his fantastic cock. And I love it in my hand. And I love it in my pussy. You know where else I love it, right? That's right. My mouth. I always forget how good it is. How good it feels against my lips, against my tongue, and down my throat. Yeah, stay quiet, remember? Stay quiet. Why don't you cover your mouth if you have to? Because I'm not gonna stop. Not until I get what I want. What I want is a load of your cum right down my throat. I want to swallow it. I want to swallow your cum. Do you like that? Oh, it's not like you can come on my face. Or my tits. And they'd all know. Oh, you really don't want them to know, do you? What we're doing in here? I wouldn't mind too much, like I said. But you, Always get quiet. Are you getting close, huh? Are you getting close? You ready to come down my throat? Huh? Give me kisses, move that hand. Fuck. Yeah, we should probably go back. They're gonna get suspicious soon. Alright, let's go. Oh, hold on, let me fix you up a little bit. Don't want to give anybody the wrong idea, right? And remember, you're all mine.